Down you come, miss, the driver said. Let me tell you, this is one mighty fine building. Looks like a grand old mansion with lots and lots of windows and fancy roof and turrets. There appears to be plenty of garden space, too, at least 2 acres. You can't see it, little missy, but the whole place faces the river and rolling fields. It's mighty pretty. Here you go now. 3 steps right up to the porch, and looks like someone's already coming to take you in. Fanny managed to whisper a thank you to the kindly driver, and with her traveling bag in one hand and the wooden steps before her feet, she began to climb, silently counting as she went. They were broad stairs, and just as she reached the third, a cheery voice said, "That's the end of the steps, and straight ahead brings you right to the door. You must be Frances Crosby, our newest student, and I'm so glad to welcome you to the Institute." The cheerful voice belonged to someone tall, with broad, strong hands that Fanny felt as her luggage was taken from her by the woman. "I am Miss Lindborg, matron here," the woman said. "Let me take you upstairs to your new room and get you settled." They crossed a hall, and as they climbed a wide stairs, Fanny again counted them silently until they reached the top. 3 doors down on your right, and we are there," Miss Lindborg said. "We have 41 students, boys' rooms on the north side, girls on the south. Bedrooms are off limits during the daytime, but you'll be too busy having fun to be concerned about that, dear." Fanny listened as Matron described the room she would share with some other girls, its shape, the window, her bed, her footlocker, the pegs for clothes, and the wash basins. As she sat on the large footlocker listening, picturing it, suddenly she heard nothing, as all the newness and loneliness pressed in on her, and great sobs came. Miss Lindborg's arms went round Fanny. "Oh, child, you've never been away from home before, have you?" Fanny couldn't answer for sobbing. "Here comes our Mary, one of the students who will be your guide today," Miss Lindborg said. "She will keep you company, dear, and answer any of your questions." Mary's soft voice began to soothe Fanny's fears, and soon she was listening to Mary describe a typical school day. "Matron is a kind person," Mary said, "but you don't want to linger when she comes to tell us it's time to rise and shine. First off, you need to get right to the wash basins, dress, make your bed, hang up your nightgown. We are responsible to keep our room neat, but when that breakfast bell rings, we need to be downstairs and on our way into the dining room. If you are 5 minutes late, no breakfast." Fanny couldn't help but chuckle, and Mary laughed. "Girls enter the dining room to the right, boys to the left, and," Mary said, "you sure don't want to come in just as one of the boys begins to say grace for us. I'll show you how to find your way to the tables and give you a tour of the school, too. A bell will ring at 8 a.m. for chapel, followed by study, and another bell to begin classes at 9 sharp. Afternoon classes go from 1:30 until 4:30. Between lunch and classes, we are free to walk in the garden or study or practice music. After supper at 7 sharp, the whole school gathers to listen to the newspaper read. Evening chapel is at 8 p.m., and wonderful free time after that to have fun, just talk, or play games or sing, until 9:45 for prayers and bedtime. Fanny,